Donald Trump may be presiding over the convention, but the streets of Cleveland, the streets of this longtime Democrat city and solidly Union town, are presided over by the mayor of Cleveland, Frank Jackson. GOP revelers, Black Lives Matter protesters, pro-Trump protesters, and generally anyone, he says, with a message is here.
Cleveland is the focal point for all of that right now. Everything's going to come together in Cleveland.
Mayor Jackson has been in charge since 2006. He's led the city through the dark days of the recession that hit the former manufacturing town and through the Tamir Rice shooting and protests of 2014. The city right now is basking in the reflected glory of the NBA Cleveland Cavaliers and the first sports championship in the city since 1964. The mayor insists there is plenty of glory to go around, and he's confident as the convention gets going.
We've pretty much managed the recession and financial crisis associated with that. As a matter of fact, we were able to do some investments in those very difficult times that helped us create infrastructure that made us competitive and help us win selection of the convention here. So, there has been transition. Throughout it all, Clevelanders are, working class, blue collar kind of community with tenacity, and we've weathered that storm, and now here we are today putting on a convention.
Some say that the delegates in the hall are one audience, but the real audience for this convention is those blue collar workers that you're talking about, those potential Democrat crossovers that might actually be attracted to a Trump candidacy. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know about Trump in particular. That's to be determined. But I do believe that probably was a factor as the Republicans looked at the state of Ohio as being a swing state and looked at that portion of Ohio that was heavily Democratic that helped President Obama win twice and all other Democrats win the state of Ohio. So I think the location and choosing Cleveland, it had to be in their mind.
Do you think that it's possible for Ohio to do another sort of Reagan switcheroo, which is what happened in 1980 when the crossover blue-collar, unionized, conservative Democrats went over to the Republican side and Jimmy Carter lost in 1980?
Well, I don't claim to be one of those talking heads that can predict those kind of things. I will say this, however, that we live in a very different time, and we live in a very challenging time where people are looking for answers. And so the traditional ways of doing things are not as settling with people as they may have been in the past. So anything is possible. I am actually more focused on how we're putting on a convention and our preparation and how we intend to put on a successful convention in terms of the Republicans being able to do what they do successfully, but also safe and secure convention for the delegates, for their families, their friends, for the police, for demonstrators, protesters, visitors, and so that we can actually, when this is over with, be an example as to how things should be done, and particularly in these very challenging times.
Would you say that the police are being tested at this event?
Oh, all the police are being tested every day now. It's just the times we live in. They're being tested every day. The intensity and the concentration of attention for this event, of course, people will be watching. And that's what we actually look forward to in some respect, in not running from those challenges, but really engaging them and engaging them in a way that we believe is appropriate as we move through the times that we live in.
Mayor Jackson, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Frank Jackson is the mayor of Cleveland, Ohio.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.